Previously on Algoa FM.
We finally got him in the studio, the man, the legend, Zayn Kirshner. If you don't know who Zayn is, I don't know what rock you've been hiding under, but Zayn is a retired South African professional rugby union player. Previously played at fullback for the Bulls in the Super Rugby and the Blue Bulls in the Currie Cup. Zayn Kirshner, welcome to the studio, my brother.
Often, sir. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Listen, our time is limited. I want to get as much out of you as possible, so I'm going to kick things off very, very quickly. Tell us about your rugby playing history, Zayn.
Rugby playing history. Yeah. So, I mean, for us, started in the Dusty Roads of Blanco.
Okay.
So that's where the first love, at probably about the age of 8, 9.
Okay.
That's where it started, and obviously that thing, within you as a kid, just starts to grow.
Yeah.
Fortunate enough to obviously see the 1995 World Cup, and that stirs a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously throughout time, school rugby was quite interesting at that stage.
Mm.
As a junior, and obviously as a local born and bred, your first love became SWD, and I think from there, that's where everything started. Schoolboy rugby, yeah, that was quite memorable.
Mm-hmm.
I think great memories from that. That's where it started, because it was pure, it was honest. It didn't really have as much social media influence as you have today.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there was a great brotherhood, great family bond back in the day at PW, now Eden Technical High, coached by Coach Tobolans at 14 to 16, and then we got over to Coach Aubrey Mini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was different days.
Yeah.
I think he stirred some interesting, not just conversations, but ambition within us.
Mm.
Obviously, the dynamic of what he brought to a small town called George, and then the competitive edge that he started to eventually initiate within the schooling environment, which actually drove our guys and us as a school, as an entity, to great successes.
Mm-hmm.
That took me away, and that took me to Griquas.
Mm-hmm.
That's where things really started falling in place. Obviously, tough times. I mean, when I say tough times, it was a patient game from real exposure. 5 years down in Kimberley.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where things started to fall in place was the old Vodacom Cup.
Okay.
Final try scored against the Bulls.
Hey.
And some great interest started coming from that end.
Yeah.
Which eventually took me to Pretoria.
Okay.
End of 2007, 2008 with the Bulls. Yeah, and I think the memories and the successes we had there as a group, as an organization, yeah, that still stirs goosebumps.
I can see.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, fortunate and luckily enough for me is that every environment that I've ever put my feet, it was quite educational.
Mm.
But it was in such a sense as well that me as a person or as a player could grow.
Mm.
And I could always fill my basket. I mean, luckily for me, from a personality trait perspective, is that the sponge effect for me, never knew in that time that it will eventually play a massive role in the type of person you eventually become.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was an unknown asset that I took along the road. So yeah, great memories up in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually became Springbok through those structures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fortunate enough to play as many games as I did for South Africa.
Yeah.
And at the stage when you really start, you're not always known for thinking that that would be possibilities.
Mm.
Especially from a background perspective, especially from a mindset methodology perspective. And at that stage when those achievements was reached, come at a time where not real big steps was taken before you, so it's quite blinded the road that you have to take.
Mm.
So blinded, and when I say blinded, it's with a lot of mistakes as well.
It must be quite daunting as well, eh?
Yeah, I think obviously expectation at that stage wasn't huge. It's probably the only pressure that you put on yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're thrown into an environment where there's highly successful people. And I always tend to think that I was very fortunate to sit around a table with very, very successful men that whom I shared the four lines with over my rugby career. Mm. And I think just in general, from a personal perspective, that stirred some sense within me that I can.
Mm.
You understand? So because it became different psychologically was something I think my point of difference was always the ability to never give up in the training. And that becomes second nature to me of the lifestyle that I eventually still live. So at those stages, yeah, it becomes challenging, but it also comes rewarding, blinded, rewarding at the end of the day. And through those processes, great relationships, great successes, that took me over to Europe for a couple of years. And I think educationally, from I also look at us now as South African rugby, how we've engaged with Europe and the North. So yeah, my past 7 years in that side of the line. Obviously we were exposed to Super Rugby, which was more the Kiwis and the Wallabies. And then having a good bit of time spent up in Europe. So quite interesting with the great successes and the influences.
Give us one of your best memories playing. It's just one of your best memories.
Best.
When Zane goes into that memory box, what's one of those memories you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, so obviously when we were at high school, I think we played Paul Gym. And it was down in George. And at the stage with us as a small town and probably as a not a well-known school, you're coming up against one of the greats in South African rugby from an institute. And that was Paul Gym at the stage. And I don't think that anybody ever gave us a chance to eventually be able to do a number on them. And I still remember the nights before, which was always this gathering between us as teammates. And yeah, I was great memories from the brotherhood that we forged, and obviously now fathers, men, we still be able to look each other in the eye. So that's nice. Saturday we went about, and yeah, we did the job.
Good man.
That's a great memory.
That's cool. Now listen, let's talk about your role with the SWD Eagles. You started in January this year, isn't it, for full proper?
Yeah, I've joined the environment 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was assistant coach.
Yeah.
With the previous head coach, Coach Anton Moorman.
Yeah.
And we've enjoyed two years, and then you got an opportunity now earlier this year, and then the big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
So I had to step up in that regard, and yeah, it was quite educational. When I say educational, learning full, as that I have this thing that I'm very aggressive about how I want to go about this industry. It was humbling at stages, but also knowing with what I learned within the last 6-7 months how great this road going ahead can be.
Okay, excellent. And how the boys looking? I know you're going to restart again in February. How's the team looking?
Yeah, look, good for boys. We've started with about, say, 10 lads 1st of September, which will probably have another intake of about 10 to 15 men.
Okay.
Now the 1st of October, and then the completion of the squad, hopefully by 1st of November. So good preparation then, building and leading towards the SA Cup of 2025. So yeah, that's exciting, and I think just to get back to the grass, that's something that I love.
Yeah, there you go. That's in your natural habitat, Zane. Before we tune you, cheers. Any last words for maybe some of the youngsters listening right now? Maybe they love their rugby. A little something from Zane Kirshner.
I say, look, I think first and foremost, it's probably decisions they have to make, which road they want to go to. But to it, make sure it becomes a lifestyle. Because personally, never known, but since the day of at about 16, 17, you started falling in love with this thing, which is obviously sport, rugby. But can't look back with any regrets making the choice of falling in love with the process of high performance. And I always say, as long as I'm within this environment, it's something I can call never to have worked a day in my life.
I love it.
Yeah, so I think it's probably the personal decisions that a lot of young men, especially from the greater regions of the Garden Route, have to hopefully make. And I'll be one of those men that's trying to plant a seed that we can water and eventually create a platform for them all to build their successes on.
Super. Zane Kirshner, absolute honor having you in the studio today, and best of luck. I'll be coming to support the boys for sure.
Thank you, sir.
Shout.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.